I'm sure we all know why we've all gathered here today. It's the month of love, bitches. Anyone who knows me knows I'm not fucking around on Valentine's Day, okay? Like, these eyeshadow looks are about to fucking hit. All right, P. Louise, we're coming out the gate. I feel like we gotta do something real fucking sick today. Valentine's Day is right up there with Christmas for me, okay? I'm a hopeless romantic. Hey, if you're a member of the Bad Bitch Beauty Boot Camp, strap the fuck up and get ready to get uncomfortable with this one. We're doing double cut crease, red and pink, and I'm gonna be using the Love Tapes palette from P. Louise, if you're wondering. Okay, so I'm actually gonna draw my cut crease with a red eyeshadow base, and I'm using a really, really tiny angled brush. Listen to me. I don't wanna hear that I can't fucking do that shit. You're gonna take the angled brush, you're gonna stat in your inner corner, and you're just gonna send it. Just send it. It doesn't have to be neat, okay? It's not neat at all. We're gonna take red eyeshadow on a medium blending brush, and now you're gonna start laying that eyeshadow on top, okay? It's gonna make that pigment super dynamic. Hear me out. When you wanna deepen red, use black shadow. This is Matt Cabin. Watch what it does. I want to add extra dimension in that crease, so I'm going to take a little bit of the black shadow, okay? This isn't going to make it black. What it is going to do is make it deeper and more intense. The key is to use just a little and go slow with it. And again, I'm laying it basically in the socket. Okay, now I'm going to stat to really blend out that red and make it super pigmented. So it's going to go from this to this. I'm basically taking a red shadow and laying it right on top of where I ended the line. Take it all the way to the edge and fluff it out. Okay, now I'm going to stat going into pink. And it's just all about layering the colors. I'm going to layer the pink right on top of the red. And with a real light baby pink, I'm going to blend out the edges. And I'm taking it right up to the brow bone, okay? Listen, the more you blend, the better it's gonna be. Okay, time for my favorite pat. We're gonna cut the crease. You can use makeup remover, Vaseline, get some on a Q-tip, and stat where you initially placed that line, and you're just gonna basically cut where your crease is. And you're gonna take it all the way out because we want it to be real sharp, okay? I use the dry side of the Q-tip to clean it up. And then obviously it removes some of my foundation. All you have to do is take whatever foundation's left on your sponge and add it back. See? Fixed. I think I want to fill in my cut with a really pretty baby pink. What I'm using here is an eye paint. And I just lay it down with a flat brush. Kind of keep it in the shape of like a winged liner. Look at that. This is going to look sick. Okay, go to pat 2.